WTMA, Tiger Radio. Do you remember?
And now stand by for more music and fun with Uncle Boo.
From Charleston's radio leader, it's the mighty TMA Bob Scott Show. It's number one, and you know it.
All the DJs say, this one's on its way. It's the cream of the crop. It's the big of the pops. Here's tomorrow's top tune today.
Hey now, the sons of Jackie Ross, it's called Selfish One.
On TMA.
George Martin and his orchestra, that's it for tonight. This is Danny Knox. We've had fun for the past hour. Hope to see you soon. Okay, okay. Bye-bye now.
WTMA, Tiger Radio.
Now, why in the 60s did DJs talk so funny?
It was solid
because
gold.
Because the DJs in the 2000s
were funny.
So funny.
We were, yeah.
This is not the morning buzz. It sounds like you've taken a trip back in time. Well, we're doing that. We are remembering WTMA as a top 40 station in the 1960s. This, of course, is WTMA's 65th anniversary month.
Let's do the time.
Yeah.
All right. And we have jumped back into the WTMA Wayback Machine. We've got some WTMA good guys in here. Some guys you probably remember listening to in the 60s if you were around Charleston then, because everybody in the 60s listened to WTMA because the station was just totally huge.
The mighty TMA, John.
I'm sorry.
You got to get it right.
Terry Allen, yeah. Jim Diamond, and Charlie Bird Lindsay here in the studio. And a guy that we just discovered here recently, Mike West, is on the line. Mike worked at WTMA in the early 60s, right, Mike?
Yeah, that's correct. I was here in the summer of 1960 and a little bit in the fall, and then in the summer of 1961. I was working on the weekends, usually standing in for Doug Rendell.
All right. Who are some of the folks you work with at WTMA?
Well, Chuck Smith was the general manager, and George Wilson was the program director. Doug Rendell, Randy Clements, was also a DJ on there at the time. I see some faces and can't remember their names.
Yeah, it's been a long time ago, over 40 years ago.
Doug was known as Deputy Doug. Remember that?
Right. Deputy Doug.
Deputy Doug.
Yeah.
The morning mayor.
Yeah, and he used to say, you listen to the Sporty Top 40, 1250 on the radio dial, the big C of the Carolina coast.
Oh, yeah. So what shifts did you work, Mike?
Usually on Friday evening and Saturday afternoon, Saturday evenings.
All right, so you were one of those weekend warriors like Terry Allen was.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, I was a cadet at the Citadel, and I wasn't always eligible to come out and enjoy myself.
All right, you, before we got a chance to go on the air, you were telling me a story about what happened to you at WTMA, and you've got to repeat that story for our listening audience as far as being a Citadel cadet. Tell us about that.
Keep it clean now. Keep it clean.
Yeah, I'll keep it clean. A little hard to do there. I a bunch of Citadel cadets in the fall of 1961 went up to Furman University before the Citadel-Furman football game, and their intent was not necessarily very nice. They were going to take some salt and put Citadel down on a large green grassy area up there and let it burn in. Well, on the way up, one of them got stopped by the highway patrol for speeding, and it turns out the highway patrolman was a Furman grad. So he called up to Furman, and all the guys in Furman were ready for him when they got up there. And, well, they did bad things like took off our clothes and made us run in front of the girls' dorm, which is not something that really bothers a lot of Citadel grads. But they thought it was bad, so we decided that was terrible, and we left. Came on back to Charleston. Well, George Wilson on the next morning was on the radio with the most popular radio station in the whole country, and he started cutting the Citadel about how we had run. We'd gone up there with bad intent and got beat, and we ran. And I called George up, put me on the air right away, and I didn't realize I was on the air. And I said, George, quit cutting the hell out of the Citadel and cut the hell out of Furman for a while.
You said hell on the air back in 61?
I really did.
And George, they didn't prosecute?
Well, no, it got worse. George then said, you keep talking like that and they'll make a parking lot out of this station. You know, you couldn't make a parking lot out of the Dock Street Theater, my gosh. But anyway, I still didn't catch on. And then I heard the whole barracks yelling and cheering and all that, and I realized I'd been on the air, and I said, oh, George, I'm sorry. And I just didn't know what to say, and I hung up. Well, I was not the only person listening to the radio, of course, that morning, and all of the TAC officers were coming in, and that was the most popular station in town, and all the TAC officers were listening. So they heard me swear over the air, too. And lo and behold, I got restricted for 2 months and got 40 tours and 10 demerits, and I had to go walk off all those tours before I could come back down to TMA. And we did get a statement from the FCC that it was okay. There wasn't going to be any prosecution of it. It was a mistake made. But I was on a few more times after that, but I was pretty bad most of my sophomore year, so I didn't have a whole lot of weekends off.
So what did you enjoy the most about working at WTMA, Mike?
I got a big kick out of being a kind of minor celebrity. Little tea party girls would call up and they want me to talk to them over the air while they're having a tea party on a Saturday afternoon, that kind of thing. And kids at the beach would call, and I'd mention somebody's name. I got a big kick out of doing that. That was fun.
Now, what are you doing these days?
Well, I retired from the Navy after 30 years, and I'm an engineer with Titan Corporation in North Charleston.
All right. Well, Mike, thanks for calling and checking in with us and reliving some of those WTMA memories. Of course, more memories can be found at WTMAmemories.com. We got more memories from the 60s coming up after the news. More with Uncle Boob, Booby Nash. So stay by. Stand by here. We'll have that coming up in just a second right here on the mighty TMA.